Well, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, June the 26th. Welcome to the Flip Side. Your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Now, toll-free number, in case you want to catch up to our special offer, which we're going to run, we're going to run it until we run out of supply. We don't have many, so take advantage of it while you can. We have Krugerrands, the original one-ounce gold coin, introduced in 1965 for $11 over spot. I can't do anything better than that. That, in my opinion, is the best deal on the planet. You can call and secure them, but by calling now, unfortunately, you will just get the answer service, and you will not get a live voice until after the show. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today, another up-and-down day, if you will. Well, the Dow closed on the weak side by 14 points, ended the day at 13,337. All of a sudden, there's concern about interest rates. Well, everybody's waiting to hear what the Fed has to say tomorrow. 2 days of meetings, which they will decide what to do with interest rates. Consumer confidence figures came out today, which depressed Wall Street. Those consumer confidence figures came in below expectations. NASDAQ closed down almost 3 points at 2,574. Everybody waiting with great anticipation for the launch of the iPhones. Yes, my friends, the phone will save the economy. We'll talk a little bit about the iPhone. It's $500. Is it worth it? Questionable. And I'm a Mac guy. I'm everything Mac. I got Mac iBooks. I got iMacs. I've been a Mac guy since the beginning of time. I ain't going to be springing $500 for the iPhone. On the metals complex, obviously, because of liquidations in the financial equities market, was an excuse to sell the gold, which should be your reason to buy the gold. Gold in New York closed down $9 at $643.70. Silver taking the biggest hit of the day, off 59 cents to close at $12.34. Platinum off $18 at $1,273. Palladium off $10 at $3.66. Crude oil up 4 cents at $67.81. Isn't it amazing how gas prices go down just before the July 4th break? And the U.S. dollar index weaker by 6 basis points to close at 82.05. Stay tuned, my friends. A lot more stuff to come when we return.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cardivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. Every now and again, I get an email. Somebody asks me a question, see if I'll comment on something. Got an email that says, I have a question regarding foreign currencies. I was researching a site that was selling Iraqi new currency bills, which are called a dinar, by the way. It looks pretty cheap to buy for the price. Just wondering if you heard anything about them or talked about them on your show. No, I haven't spoken about Iraqi dinars, but the official exchange rate on an Iraqi dinar right now, $1, is worth 1,275.29 Iraqi dinars, and there's no question, I mean... You know the funny thing? Everybody wants to be a millionaire. So there's websites out there that can make you a millionaire for a mere investment of $700. Yes, you too can have a million Iraqi dinars for a paltry $700. Is this a good buy? Well, it just depends on what sort of good buys you want to have. You know, good buy to $700 is a good buy. Is you know, Warren Buffett, I told you the story before. Warren Buffett, the guru of financial investment advice to millions of people, 2 years ago, he made the right call when he was addressing shareholders of Berkshire Hathaway, and he says he feels very strongly. Bill Gates actually even agreed with him. Feel very strongly that the U.S. dollar is going to decline. Bear in mind, when he says this, U.S. dollar index was over 90. And he announced this to Berkshire Hathaway. He put a couple of billion dollars into foreign currencies because he felt that the U.S. dollar was going to decline. Well, he was right about the U.S. dollar declining. His big mistake was he was looking at foreign currencies as a way to obviously... benefit from a declining dollar. Well, he had a report this year Was it last year? How time flies. Anyway, he had announced before the shareholders 2 years later that, unfortunately, rather than making them a couple of $1 billion for correctly forecasting the decline of the dollar, he had informed them that he lost his shirt in foreign currencies, betting against the dollar. Had Warren Buffett, the smartest man in investing in America, put his billions of dollars into gold. Now, this is the same man, by the way, who owns 130 million ounces of silver. If he had put the money into gold, he could have reported 2 years later to his Berkshire Hathaway shareholders that he made a couple of $1 billion in gold sales, because at the time when he announced it, gold was trading at under $400 an ounce. So, to answer the question in a long roundabout way, if you want to profit by the demise of the dollar, and the dollar is going to demise as sure as God made little green apples, you ain't going to do it by buying foreign currencies, no matter how attractive they sound. I mean, if the accumulation of worthless pieces of paper with dead people's faces on it is something that you want to invest in, I suggest you go and buy Zimbabwean dollars. For $600, you can get yourself 98 million Zimbabwean dollars. And if you wait a couple of days, you might get $100 million for it. So is it worthwhile speculating in foreign currencies, especially if you don't know what you're doing? And just because there's an attractive, and besides the fact, this is a big scam. This is a Rocky Dinar thing. It's a big scam of epic proportion. I know there's a myriad of websites out there that are trying to sell you a million Rocky Dinars for $700, but come on. Do you really think that there's going to be a turnaround in Iraq? Dreaming. And I hate to tell you, look, there's only one thing as good as gold. There's no substitutes, never has been. And let me just simply reiterate the story that you can find on the on republictradinggroup.com by the Bank of International Settlements, which has reported that the total clout of global derivatives in existence is now $415 trillion. I mean, do people even comprehend that amount of fiat that's awash on the planet today? I mean, that's 789% of global GDP. We have hedge funds that are falling like flies all over the place. Bear Stearns barely escaped complete catastrophe in the last week and a half. They're announcing that their exposure was only $1.9 billion, but if you read between the lines, ultimately the exposure that they have been exposed to with these derivatives is in excess of $10 billion. This is something that shook up Wall Street. So the question is, if a Bear Stearns was involved in quote-unquote shaky hedge funds, which are all, by the way, linked to the subprime market. I mean, people forget about this stuff. I mean, it was 4 years ago, you could basically buy a house anywhere in America. All you had to do was be a living, breathing human being to qualify to buy a house, the American dream. You didn't have to have a job. You didn't have to have verification of income. You could get a house with no money down. Heck, there were even people that even if you didn't have, they would sell you the house and give you money, which fueled this whole real estate boom and the speculative bubble that was created. But at the same time, then this was going on, and all these lemmings out there were running off and thinking that they were going to become a gazillionaire by buying spec houses all over the country, especially here in Arizona. While they were fawning over themselves, behind closed doors in Washington, D.C., the credit card companies, together with the bandits in D.C., were crafting the bankruptcy bill, which prior to the introduction of the bankruptcy bill, if you wanted to go BK, you could wipe out all your debts, credit card debts, mortgage debts, you name it. Well, guess what? You can't do that anymore. I wonder who knew what. And who wrote that bill? That's the important thing that you've got to understand in the context of this immigration bill. That bankruptcy bill was written by, yes, you got it, the banks, the mortgage companies, the credit card companies. They are the ones that wrote that legislation, and it got passed. I wonder why. Is it because that they greased the skids of the politicians in Washington? Of course they did. It's the same thing with this immigration bill. It's got nothing to do with legalizing millions of illegal aliens. This immigration bill is about North American Union. It's about national ID cards. They could care a whit about, well, I mean, the argument that, well, they're looking for Mexican votes. They don't care about Mexican votes. They don't care about you. All they care about is obviously the end game. And the end game is the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States. The United States is the last bastion upholding Western culture and Western civilization. It has got to go. I mean, think of the good ship USS Liberty, which has a huge gash down its north side, which is taking in millions of gallons of water, but the elites that are running the ship think that they can solve the problem by adding a bilge punch. Yes, just one more pump will fix the problem. No, in order to fix the hole in the side of good ship Lee, you got to fix the hole rather than worrying about pumping out the water. And it's like the Titanic. You got 30% of the people out there that are so obese and overweight, they stuck in their deck chairs and refuse to move. Another third of the people are in the gambling lounge trying to make their fortunes on foreign currencies like the dinar. And another third of the people are sitting around and singing. If you're happy, clap your hands. And there's a small percentage of people that are out there that are salvaging whatever they can and lowering the lifeboats and getting the heck away from the sinking Titanic. We'll take a break and be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. Listening to various talk show hosts today just to see their reaction to the passage of the debate on the immigration bill today. And unfortunately, they all missed the boat. I mean, they are all and these are highly intelligent people with strong conservative credentials, they have their brain is tied behind their back, because all they see is this immigration bill. They don't see anything inside it. It's like with the Patriot Act. You know, it sounds good. Yeah, it's a Patriot Act. Who could be against it? It's to protect America. What they failed to do, like all the senators and congressmen who voted for it, they failed to read what was in the Patriot Act, which is anti-American. But they all supported it like blind sheep, because, yes, George Bush was a great president, like Sean Hannity is a great American. That always makes me laugh. People call up his show, Sean, you're a great American. And then he goes on to a diatribe, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy's never actually even studied American history. The same with Rush. They don't understand what's in this immigration bill. They think it's just to make 14 to 20 million, which is good numbers for government work if you can get it, because they haven't figured it out. Maybe there's 14 million illegals. Maybe there's 20 million. We don't know. Somewhere in between. Which means if it's government figures, you can assume the number's 40 million. But anyway, that's what they think. But they don't see behind the bill, you see, because that is, in their minds, that is just the talk of the lunatic fringe. As Michael Medved says, you people who think there's a North American Union in the cards, that there's a secret plan to dissolve the sovereignty of the United States, you people are crazy. You're insane. It's only kooks and Ron Paul that comes up with those ideas, according to Michael Medved. And it's the same thing when I listen to Rush and Sean today, just to see their reaction. They are outraged. They can't believe that Republicans actually voted for this. And all those guys that they love so much, the Trant Lotts and all the rest of them, I mean, it's almost mind-boggling. I want to share with you a section of this immigration bill that nobody wants to talk about, section 413. But before I do this, let me quote to you from Dr. John Tanton. He's the founder of FAIR, which is the Federation for American Immigration Reform. And he puts it very neatly. He says, the whole Senate bill is a Trojan horse, but the secret the Trojan horse contains is section 413, which will be taken as authorizing the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is mentioned by name and is behind, in fact, an eventual North American Union. Here's what Robert Pastor, American University professor and chief architect of the North American Union concept, writes in his book Towards a North American Community on page 9. He says this: NAFTA is just a free trade area, whereas the European Union passed that threshold decades ago on its way to becoming a customs union, a common market, and finally an economic and monetary union. So the question is, could it be that, as Dr. Tanton suspects, that Bush sees full-blown North American Union on a continental scale as his ultimate legacy, one that through its free movement of labor provision that will be vital to most immigration control legislation? In Bush's eyes, the North American Union would overshadow in the long run the blunder of the Iraq War. The Senate immigration bill is just the carrier of the stalking horse for this larger ambition. As we know, my friends, presidents in their final twilight hours of being in the most powerful person in the free world are consumed with their legacy. Bush knows his legacy in the Middle East is broken. Look, even his staunchest reporter, Senator Lugar, gave a scathing address on the floor of the Senate last night. Pity he didn't say that like 4 years ago and probably saved the lives of 3,500 Americans, which, by the way, we are still consumed with the war on terror because it claimed 3,000 American lives. But the question is, who should you fear, Osama bin Laden and the terrorists? Or should you fear going to your local hospital, which 90,000 Americans died last year from entering into emergency hospital clinics who contracted infections? And I won't get into the 120,000 people who died from the misapplication of prescription drugs. So who should you fear more, the boogeyman terrorists? Should you fear your local hospital? I mean, it's insane. Anyway, when we come back, we'll deal with Section 413. And you tell me this isn't the plan.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Such a great song. Before we get into section 413 of this immigration bill, let's quickly go to Gus. Hey, Gus. Hello, Gus. Is Gus there? Going once, Gus. Going twice. Going three times. Let's deal with section 413. Now, I'm quoting verbatim from text here, and this is the findings of Congress. And it states clearly, section A, Congress makes the following findings. Number one, migration from Mexico to the United States is directly linked to the degree of economic opportunity and the standard of living in Mexico. Number two, Mexico comprises a prime source of migration to the United States. Number three, remittance from Mexican citizens working in the United States reached a record high of nearly $17 billion in 2004. Migration patterns may be reduced from Mexico to the United States by addressing the degree of economic opportunity available to Mexican citizens. Number five, Mexican assets are held extra legally and cannot be readily used as collateral for loans. Number six, a majority of Mexican businesses are small or medium-sized with limited access to financial capital. Number seven, these factors constitute a major impediment to broad-based economic growth in Mexico. Number eight, approximately 20% of Mexico's population works in agriculture, with the majority of this population working on small farms and a few on large commercial enterprises. Number nine, the Partnership for Prosperity is a bilateral initiative launched jointly by the President of the United States, the President of Mexico in 2001, which aims to boost the social and economic standards of Mexican citizens, particularly in regions where economic growth has lagged and immigration has increased. Number 10, the presidents of Mexico and the United States and the Prime Minister of Canada at their trilateral summit on March 23, 2005, agreed to promote economic growth, competitiveness, and the quality of life in the agreement on the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. A sense of Congress regarding partnership for prosperity, it is the sense of the Congress that the United States and Mexico should accelerate the implementation of the Partnership for Prosperity to help generate economic growth and improve the standard of living in Mexico, which will lead to, yes, reduced immigration by, number one, increasing access for poor and underserved populations in America to the financial service sector, including credit unions. Number two, assisting Mexican efforts to formalize its extra-legal sector, including the issuance of formal land titles to enable Mexican citizens to use their assets to procure capital. Number three, facilitating Mexican efforts to establish an effective rural lending system for small and medium-sized farmers that will, A, provide long-term credit to borrowers, B, develop a viable network of regional and local intermediary lending institutions, and C, extend financing for alternative rural economic activities beyond direct agricultural production. And you think that's bad? It'll expand efforts to reduce the transaction costs of remittance flows in order to increase the pool of savings available to help finance domestic investment in Mexico. In other words, what's the saying is, well, we shouldn't charge Mexicans any financial transactions when they transfer their money to Mexico. Number five, encourage Mexican corporations to adopt internationally recognized corporate governance practices, including anti-corruption and transparency principles. Wouldn't that be nice if it applied to U.S. Congress? Enhancing Mexican efforts to strengthen governance at all levels, including efforts to improve transparency and accountability and to eliminate corruption, which is the single biggest obstacle to development. No kidding. Corruption in Mexico? I'm shocked. Number seven, assisting the government of Mexico in implementing all provisions of the Inter-American Convention Against Corruption, which was ratified, by the way, in Mexico on May the 27th, 1997, and urging the government of Mexico to participate fully in the convention's formal implementations and monitoring mechanism. Helping the government of Mexico to strengthen education and training opportunities, well, yes, we have completely abandoned those in the United States. Number nine, encourage the government of Mexico to create incentives for persons who have migrated to the United States to return to Mexico. Well, that's a good provision. Sense of Congress regarding bilateral partnerships on health care. It is the sense of the Congress that the government of the United States and the government of Mexico should enter into a partnership to examine uncompensated and burdensome health care costs incurred by the United States due to legal and illegal immigration, including increasing health care access for poor and underserved population in Mexico. Isn't that special? We're going to help them with their health care system. Number two, assisting Mexico in increasing its emergency and trauma health care facilities along the border, with emphasis on expanding prenatal care in the United States-Mexico border region. We want to encourage them to breed more. Number three, facilitating the return of stable, incapacitated workers temporarily employed in the United States to Mexico in order to receive extended long-term care in their home country. Yes! We will even pay for the health care of your infirmed and your disabled. Number four, help the government of Mexico to establish a program with the private sector to cover the health care needs of Mexican nationals temporarily employed in the United States. And I mean, this is a section of the immigration bill that Hannity has no clue of, Rush has no clue of, and a majority of people have no clue of. and that in and of itself is the creation of the North American Union, where we are going to take care from cradle to grave of everybody living in Mexico in order to, in other words, what they are saying, in order to alleviate the illegal alien problem. I refuse to use the term undocumented aliens. Come on. I mean, has political correctness gone so far that we can't use real terms? Well, you know, it may offend our Mexican brethren by calling them illegal aliens. Much better to call them undocumented workers. It sounds so less harsh. But that's what's in this thing. This is in order to, I mean, it's... What can I say? I'm almost at a loss of words. I mean, what we are dealing with, I mean, just even think about this war on terror in all its insanity. Here they stick a searchlight up your butt if you've got blue hair, blue eyes and blonde hair at any U.S. airport. Here the government will read your emails, spy on you, as recently detailed, and the CIA has been doing it for a long time. Some of the documents that they said they were going to release on Monday, they haven't, but some of them obviously show that the CIA not only has been using U.S. citizens on drug experiments to see how much it would take to drive them insane, but also, obviously, they've been spying on suspected communists for decades. But here you have a... It's even too much for me to comprehend. I mean, this has taken the Rhodes legacy so far down the road, it's almost unrecognizable. But these things are all there written for this immigration bill, which is being promoted by none other than the Council on Foreign Relations. For goodness sake, it's on the front page of their May-June edition. It's there for anybody to see. Obviously, Rush Limbaugh thinks the CFR is just a good old boys club where they sit around and drink cognac and smoke big fat cigars. He doneswhink that they have an ulterior motive. No, that's the purview of the nutjobs and the wackos that have radio shows on the alternative media. So, my friends, I say this in context of everything that's out there, that this is where we're heading. This is why I said 3 weeks ago, this bill isn't dead. I mean, these guys were beating their chests saying, you see how powerful talk radio is? We managed to defeat the immigration bill. I was saying, no, you haven't defeated nothing. Come on. You don't even understand this. This is not about legalizing 14, 20 million Mexicans. This is all about the fulfillment of a long-term view that has been held by the neoconservative wing of the Republican Party, and the ultimate final piece in the puzzle that's going to establish once and for all, call it what you will, New World Order, global governance, I don't care, call it whatever. But this is where it's going. This is what it's all about. I mean, people forget about what happened in the 90s leading up to NAFTA. We bailed Mexico out. We used the strategic fund that was used solely for the protection of the U.S. dollar. This fund was created after the Gold Confiscation Act of 1933 with excess funds whose sole aim was in order to protect the U.S. dollar. And they didn't have to get congressional approval to use the slush fund. All it needed was a signature of the President of the United States and the Treasury Secretary, who at the time was one Bill Clinton, the other one was Robert Rubin. And we don't even know if it was $25 billion. That's the number they gave to us. It could have been substantially larger. Why did they bail out Mexico? Well, because Goldman Sachs had a big investment in Mexico, and it was going to lose its shirt. It wasn't about bailing out Mexico. It was bailing out Goldman Sachs. So we are getting close to the perfect storm. And the people out there are so confused, they don't know what to do. So half of them aren't paying any attention to this in any way, shape, or form. They've just simply given up. Just leave me alone. And, you know, maybe I can make my mortgage payment. Maybe I can make my car payment. And, you know, there's a possibility I may get a good job somewhere down the line. Forget that one, because you won't have a good job because all the jobs are being exported. We are importing poverty into America. Mexico is only too happy to shift its poverty and its depressed and its yearning for freedom across the border. It's a whole joke. Yeah, border fence ain't going to get built. You already got the Indians saying that it's encroaching on hallowed ground on the border. Yeah, it's a whole big thing up there. And then you got the environmentalists, who, by the way, talking about environmentalists, you know what's mind-boggling? Unintended consequences of strange, stupid policies always end in disaster. Look what's happened up in Lake Tahoe. You've got over 250 homes that have been destroyed by fire. Why has it been destroyed by fire? Did you know that none of the people that lived up there in that dense forestation were allowed to clean the decades of undergrowth that had been growing around there? The environmentalists stopped them from doing it. The government stopped them from clearing. And now they are sitting around looking at the burned out ruins of what was a really nice home. Last week, you had 9 firefighters die in a factory fire. Where was it? In Connecticut somewhere? Nobody wants to tell you what happened, but that was part and parcel of the smoking ban. Unintended consequences of the smoking ban, because the workers were forced to stand outside in the freezing cold. And yes, someone got careless with the cigarette, and boof, up goes the furniture factory, and 9 firefighters die because of, yes, these insane policies that are instituted. I mean, it's nuts. So if you can see that and this is what this is doing. This is exactly what this immigration bill is all about. It's got nothing to do with stopping illegals coming into America. They're encouraging poverty to come to America. It's much easier to lower things down than to raise things up. Why aren't these Mexicans? I mean, you've got 14 million Mexicans in this country. Now, before they introduce this bill where you've got to have a national ID card and you could be denied buying a firearm, what I should say to these 14, 20 million Mexicans, what you should really be doing is coming to America, buying firearms, taking them back to Mexico, and taking back your country, for goodness sake. If your country is that bad that you have to invade another country, and that's what it is, it's an invasion. People want to fluff these words around. It's an invasion. I mean, we are sitting here watching another country the size of the United States Army invading America. And everybody's going, oh, well, you know, they're just seeking opportunity. No, it's an invasion. And they're running away from their country because economic conditions are so bad in their country. What's wrong with Mexico? Why don't they stand up for their own country? If your country is so bad and things are so economically deprived in Mexico, why don't you take back your country? Heck, we'll even help you. But no. Because the powers that be out there want to put the final nail in the coffin of what is left of what is called the Constitution and or the Bill of Rights, which, as I said to John Stadtmiller, doesn't exist. If we want to return to a constitutional republic, unfortunately, what we've got to do is we've got to scrap the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and rewrite it not in legalese as it was written, but in plain language. You know, stuff like Congress shall make no law, abridging our right to free speech or to practice religion. Congress shall make no law pertaining to a citizen's right to own a firearm. You know, just leave out all the fluff stuff and repeal all those 27 amendments. Yes, up to and including the 19th Amendment. After watching Ann Coulter today on Chris Matthews' show, that woman should be the poster child for the repeal of the 19th Amendment. And this time, I'm not joking. Usually, I make a joke about it, but I am not. She just once again demonstrated today. Well, I won't insult blondes. I should. That one. Anyway, final segment coming up. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Just to give you a heads up, I often talk about Rhodesia, talk about South Africa. On RepublicTradingGroup.com's website today, I've put up a number of links to, and that's one of the great things about YouTube and all these other video links, is because people will finally be able to see visual images of what I've talked about for many years about the events that are unfolding in Rhodesia. There's a couple of videos there about Rhodesia, the war years, which are educational and interesting. There's a video about the brutality of what happens in Africa in a video entitled The Ghosts of Rwanda. And I remind you that these require some mature watching. An interesting video with Robert Kennedy visiting South Africa in June of 1996, how he compared the birth of South Africa to the birth of America. There's a documentary about the South African border wars. We may have a border war with Mexico. There's also an interesting video out of Durban, South Africa, which shows you a store that set up a video camera outside in the main street in Durban, which used to be a great city, where you can watch people get mugged live and on screen. Yes, isn't democracy a great thing? Together with all those videos, there's also another interesting video you should see. It's called What is Money? It is a 47-minute animated presentation of Money is Debt. It tells it in very simple and effective graphic terms what money is and how it's all being created. And it's an entertaining way for you to get the message out to try and warn people around you. Look, we may not have a shot at changing our present course, but that leaves no reason why you shouldn't protect yourself against the ultimate and imminent financial collapse of the United States. It's going to happen. I mean, I hate to say it, but we're heading in that way. I mean, how can we deal with $417 trillion of derivative exposure and think to yourself that at some point in time, the dollar ain't going to collapse and become what it is, and that is just a worthless piece of paper with green ink on it. And I direct you to, obviously, the simple facts from the Bank of International Settlements that governments around the world have printed 100 times more a currency in the last decade than there's a gold supply out there, and it's mind-boggling when you look at the numbers. Which leads me to clumsily segue into the offer that we are going to run. And I'll tell you, I have 500 Kruger Rands. When they're gone, they're gone. They're not going to last long, my friends. And you can pick Kruger Rands up for $11 over spot. And if you buy 20 or more, you will get a free subscription, year's free subscription, to the International Forecaster. And to do that, just give us a call at Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. Programming note, tomorrow, special guest, as usual on Wednesdays, Charles Carlson. Till then, my friends, see you back.